Chapter 8. Religion. When a man has been screwed into himself, and brought by this art to a regularity of thought, he never commits any absurdity after it. His actions are squared by the same lines, for action is but the consequence of thinking. And he that acts before he thinks, sets humane nature with the bottom upward. M would never have made a speech, nor the famous B. Lai wrote a book, if ever they had been in this thinking engine. One would have never told us of nations he never saw, nor the other told us he had seen a great many, and was never the wiser. H had never ruined his family to marry whore, thief, and beggar woman, in one salient lady, after having been told so honestly, and so often of it by the very woman herself. Our late unhappy monarch had never trusted the English clergy, when they preached up that non-resistance, which he must needs see they could never practice. Had his majesty been screwed up into this cogitator, he had presently reflected, that it was against nature, to expect they should stand still, and let him tread upon them. That they should, whatever they had preached or pretended to, hold open their throats, to have them be cut, and tie their own hands from resisting the Lord's anointed. Had some of our clergy been screwed in this engine, they had never turned martyrs for their allegiance to the late king, only for the lechery of having Dr. S. in their company. Had our merchants been managed in this engine, they had never trusted their Turkey fleet with a famous squadron, that took a great deal of care to convoy them safe into the enemy's hands. Had some people been in this engine, when they had made a certain league in the world, in order to make amends for a better made before, they would certainly have considered it farther, before they had embarked with a nation, that are neither fit, to go abroad nor stay at home. As for the thinking practiced in noble speeches, occasional bills, addressings about prerogative, convocation disputes, turnings in and turnings out at ours, and all the courts of Christendom, I have nothing to say to it. Had the Duke of Bavaria been in our engine, he would never have begun a quarrel, which he knew all the powers of Europe were concerned to suppress, and lay all other business down till it was done. Had the Elector of Saxony passed the operation of this engine, he would never have beggared a rich electorate, to ruin a beggared crown, nor sold himself for a kingdom hardly worth any man's taking. He would never have made himself less than he was, in hopes of being really no greater, and stepped down from a Protestant duke and imperial elector, to be a nominal mock king with a shadow of power, and a name without honor, dignity, or strength. Had Mons Tallard been in our engine, he would not only not have attacked the Confederates, when they passed the morass and rivulet in his front, but not have attacked them at all, nor have suffered them to have attacked him, it being his business, not to have fought at all, but have lingered out the war, till the Duke of Savoy having been reduced, the Confederate army must have been forced to have divided themselves, of course, in order to defend their own. Some that have been very forward to have us proceed the shortest way with the Scots, may be said to stand in great need of this chair of reflection, to find out a just cause for such a war, and to make a neighbor nation making themselves secure, a sufficient reason for another neighbor nation to fall upon them. Our engine would presently show it them in a clear sight, by way of parallel, that 'tis just with the same right as a man may break open a house, because the people bar and bolt the windows. If somebody has changed hands there from bad to worse, and open it instead of closing differences in those cases, the cogitator midget have brought them, by more regular thinking, to have known that was not at all the method of bringing the SS to reason. Our cogitator would be a very necessary thing to show some people, that poverty and weakness is not a sufficient ground to oppress a nation, and their having but little trade, cannot be a sufficient ground, to equip fleets to take away what they have. I cannot deny, that I have often thought they have had something of this engine in our neighboring Antient kingdom, since no man, however we pretend to be angry, but will own they are in the right of it, as to themselves, to vote and procure bills for their own security, and not to do as others demand without conditions fit to be accepted. But of that by itself, there are abundance of people in our world, of all sorts and conditions, that stand in need of our thinking engines, and to be screwed into themselves a little, that they might think as directly as they speak absurdly. But of these also in a class by itself. This engine has a great deal of philosophy in it, and particularly, 'tis a wonderful remedy against pouring, and as it was said of Mons, Juru at Amsterdam, that he is said to lose himself in himself. By the assistance of this piece of regularity, a man is most effectually secured against bewildering thoughts, and by direct thinking, he prevents all manner of dangerous wandering, since nothing can come to more speedy conclusions than that which in right lines points to the proper subject of debate. All sorts of confusion of thoughts are perfectly avoided and prevented in this case, and a man is never troubled with spleen, hypo, or mute madness, when once he has been thus under the operation of the screw. It prevents abundance of capital disasters in men, in private affairs. It prevents hasty marriages, rash vows, duels, quarrels, suits at law, and most sorts of repentance. In the state, it saves a government from many inconveniences. It checks immoderate ambition, stops wars, navies, and expeditions. Especially it prevents members making long speeches when they have nothing to say. It keeps back rebellions, insurrections, clashings of houses, occasional bills, tacking, and sea. It has a wonderful property in our affairs at sea, and has prevented many a bloody fight, in which a great many honest men might have lost their lives, that are now useful fellows, and help to man, and manage Her Majesty's Navy. What if some people are apt to charge cowardice upon some people in those cases? 'Tis plain that cannot be it, for he that dare incur the resentment of the English mob, shows more courage than would be able to carry him through 40 sea fights. 'Tis therefore for want of being in this engine, that we censure people, because they don't, be knocking one another on the head, like the people at the Bear Garden, where, if they do not see the blood run about, they always cry out, "A cheat!" And the poor fellows are fain to cut one another, that they may not be pulled a pieces. Where the case is plain, they are bold for fear, and pull up courage enough to fight, because they are afraid of the people. This engine prevents all sorts of lunacies, love frenzies, and melancholy madness. For preserving the thought in right lines to direct objects, it is impossible any deliriums, whimsies, or fluttering air of ideas can interrupt the man. He can never be mad. For which reason I cannot but recommend it to my Lord S, my Lord N, and my Lord H as absolutely necessary to defend them from the state madness, which for some ages has possessed their families, and which runs too much in the blood. It is also an excellent introduction to thought, and therefore very well adapted to those people whose peculiar talent and praise is that they never think at all. Of these, if His Grace of BD would please to accept advice from the man in the moon, it should be to put himself into this engine as a sovereign cure to the known disease, call it the thoughtless evil. But above all, it is an excellent remedy, and very useful to a sort of people, who are always traveling in thought, but never deliver it into action, who are so exceeding busy at thinking, they have no leisure for action, of whom the late poet sung well to the purpose. Some modern coxcombs, who retire to think, cause they have not to do. For thoughts were given for action's government, where action ceases, thought impertinent. The sphere of action is life's happiness, and he that thinks beyond, thinks like an ass. Rost. Poems, page 9. These gentlemen would make excellent use of this engine, for it would teach them to dispatch one thing before they begin another, and therefore is of singular use to honestness, whose peculiar it was to be always beginning projects, but never finish any. The variety of this engine, its uses, and improvements are innumerable, and the reader must not expect I can give anything like a perfect description of it. There are yet another sort of machine, which I never obtained a sight of, till the last voyage I made to this lunar orb, and these are called elevators. The mechanic operations of these are wonderful, and helped by fire, by which the senses are raised to all the strange extremes we can imagine, and whereby the intelligent soul is made to converse with its own species, whether embodied or not. Those that are raised to a due pitch in this wondrous frame, have a clear prospect into the world of spirits, and converse with visions, guardian angels, spirits departed, and what not. And as this is a wonderful knowledge, and not to be obtained, but by the help of this fire, so those that have tried the experiment, give strange accounts of sympathy, resistance of souls, dreams, and the like. I confess, I always believed a converse of spirits, and have heard of some who have experienced so much of it, as they could obtain upon nobody else to believe. I never saw any reason to doubt the existent state of the spirit before embodied, any more than I did of its immortality after it shall be uncaused, and the scripture saying, the spirit returns to God that gave it, implies a coming from, or how could it be called a return? Nor can I see a reason why embodying a spirit should altogether interrupt its converse with the world of spirits, from whence it was taken. And to what else shall we ascribe guardian angels, in which the scripture is also plain, and from whence come secret notices, impulse of thought, pressing urgencies of inclination, to or from this or that altogether involuntary, but from some waking kind assistant wandering spirit, which gives secret hints to its fellow creature, of some approaching evil or good, which it was not able to foresee. For spirits without the helps of voice converse. I know we have supplied much of this with enthusiasm and conceited revelation, but the people of this world convince us that it may be all natural by obtaining it in a mechanic way, viz., by forming something suitable to the sublime nature, which working by art shall only rectify the more vigorous particles of the soul and work it up to a suitable elevation. This engine is wholly applied to the head, and works by injection, the chief influence being on what we call fancy, or imagination, which by the heat of strong ideas, is fermented to a strange height, and is thus brought to see backward and forward every way, beyond itself. By this a man fancies himself in the moon, and realizes things there as distinctly, as if he was actually talking to my old philosopher. This indeed is an admirable engine, 'tis composed of 100,000 rational consequences, 5 times the number of conjectures, supposes, and probabilities, besides an innumerable company of fluttering suggestions, and injections, which hover round the imagination, and are all taken in as fast as they can be concocted and digested there. These are formed into ideas, and some of those so well put together, so exactly shaped, so well dressed and set out by the additional fire of fancy, that it is no uncommon thing for the person to be entirely deceived by himself, not knowing the brat of his own begetting, nor be able to distinguish between reality and representation. From hence we have some people talking to images of their own forming, and seeing more devils and specters than ever appeared. From hence we have weaker heads not able to bear the operation, seeing imperfect visions, as of horses and men without heads or arms, light without fire, hearing voices without sound, and noises without shapes, as their own fears or fancies broke the phenomena before the interformation. But the more genuine and perfect use of these vast elevations of the fancy, which are performed, as I said, by the mechanic operation of innate fire, is to guide mankind to as much foresight of things, as either by nature, or by the aid of anything extra-natural, may be obtained. And by this exceeding knowledge, a man shall forebode to himself approaching evil or good, so as to avoid this, or be in the way of that. And what if I should say that the notices of these things are not only frequent, but constant, and require nothing of us but to make use of this elevator, to keep our eyes, our ears, and our fancies open to the hints, and observe them? You may suppose me, if you please, come by this time into those northern kingdoms I mentioned before, where my old philosopher was a native, and not to trouble you with any of the needful observations, learned inscriptions, and see on the way, according to the laudable practices of the famous Mr. B. Armley, 'tis sufficient to tell you I found there an opulent, populous, pian and terrible people. I found them at war with one of the greatest monarchs of the lunar world, and at the same time miserably rent and torn, mangled and disordered among themselves. As soon as I observed the political posture of their affairs, for here a man sees things mighty soon by the helps of such a masterly eyesight as I have mentioned, and remembering what is said for our instruction, that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, I asked the old gentleman if he had any estate in that country. He told me, no great matter, but asked me why I put that question to him. Because, said I, if this people go on fighting and snarling at all the world, and one among another in this manner, they will certainly be ruined and undone, either subdued by some more powerful neighbor, whilst one party will stand still, and see the t'other's throat cut, though their own turn immediately follows, or else they will destroy and devour one another. Therefore I told him I would have him turn his estate into money, and go somewhere else, or go back to the other world with me. No, no, replied the old man, I am in no such fear at this time. The scale of affairs is very lately changed here, says he, in but a very few years. I know nothing of that, said I, but I am sure there never was but one spot of ground in that world which I came from, that was divided like them, and that's that very country I lived in. Here are three kingdoms of you in one spot, said I. One has already been conquered and subdued. The t'other suppers it its native inhabitants, and planted it with her own, and now carries it with so high a hand over them of her own breed, that she limits their trade, stops their ports. When the inhabitants have made their manufactures, these won't give them leave to send them abroad, impose laws upon them, refuse to alter and amend those they would make for themselves, make them pay customs, excises, and taxes, and yet pay the garrisons and guards that defend them, themselves, press their inhabitants to their fleets, and carry away their old veteran troops that should defend them, and leave them to raise more to be served in the same manner, will let none of their money be carried over thither, nor let them coin any of their own. And a great many such hardships they suffer under the hand of this nation as mere slaves and conquered people, though the greatest part of the traitors are the people of the very nation that treats them thus. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.